This newsletter contains 8 pages, approximate reading time 14 minutes. The Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission, Talking Book Services, Fall 2015, Volume 41, Number 3. Read by Michael J. Gandy. That all may read. The Reading Light is written and edited by staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Phone 601-432-4116, 1-800-446-0892, toll free. 601-432-4476, fax. Email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/. Web catalog http://bpopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/cgi-bin/webopac.cgi/ms1a. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/mlctbs. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Chicago NLS patron and chef. Opening a new restaurant is a challenging venture in and of itself. But Chicago-based chef and NLS patron Laura Martinez, who is blind, didn't let anything stop her. She opened a Mexican and French infusion restaurant in the Windy City. Martinez has been blind since losing her eyesight to eye cancer as a toddler. She graduated from the Le Cordon Bleu College of Culinary Arts in Chicago in 2010. She started her restaurant La Diosa with help from a local small business development center and the Illinois Department of Rehabilitation. Martinez is the first blind chef to open a restaurant. Ms. Martinez has a lot of fans in her corner. Be My Eyes app. The Be My Eyes app can make life a lot easier for the blind. This app connects visually impaired people with sighted people through a direct video call. Through the video call, a sighted person can help someone find the expiration date on milk or a particular can of vegetables in the pantry. Small, everyday tasks that might normally not be successful are made easy with a sighted helper. The app gives blind people the opportunity to ask a sighted volunteer for help with tasks that require normal vision. The blind person lends the helper's eyes all through his or her smartphone. The sighted helper is able to see and describe what the blind person is showing the sighted helper by filming with the video camera in the smartphone. That way, by working together, they are able to solve the problem that the blind person is facing. This app was launched at the beginning of this year. Already, 300,000 sighted people and 22,800 blind people have signed up. For more information, http://www.bemyeyes.org or download at the app or Android Google Play Store. Unified English Braille. The United States members of the Braille Authority of North America, BANA, voted to adopt Unified English Braille, UEB, to replace English Braille American Edition in the U.S. Based on extensive dialogue and planning that involved more than 30 organizations as well as individual consumers, teachers, and transcribers, BANA established January 4, 2016 as the date by which the United States will implement UEB. The move to UEB is being implemented at the national level by the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. More information about UEB can be found on the Braille Authority of North America, BANA, website, http://brailleauthority.org/. Large Print Direct Service. Since 2001, the Mississippi Library Commission has offered a service that sends large print books to qualifying patrons. Each month, a large print catalog is sent to the patrons detailing the new large print books that MLC has received and that are available for patron checkout. This system works well and continues to be the main line of communication with our patrons. However, the Large Print Direct Service has recently opened its online catalog for public use. Anyone, whether or not he or she is a patron of our service, can tour through our collection of over 12,000 large print titles we have here at MLC. http://mlco-veroso.auto-graphics.com/mvc/. To browse the large print collection, in the search box at the top of the page, type in large type. This will yield over 14,000 hits. To narrow the results, you can browse and choose from the subjects on the left-hand side of the screen. Having public access to the catalog means that patrons who are already on the service can call or email their book request without having to wait for a mailed list each month, and those who are not on the service can see the full range of what we have to offer and decide for themselves if they want to be a part of this service. Any person that meets the eligibility requirements for Talking Book Services is also eligible to be put on the Large Print Direct Service. The services are very similar in operation with a few key differences, mainly that all large print books that are to be sent to the patron are hand-picked by the patrons themselves through the monthly catalog or online instead of a reader's advisor. The eligibility requirements can be found online at http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/eligibility/, and anyone wishing to find out more information about the program can contact Daniel Warren at dwarren@mlc.lib.ms.us or by calling 601-432-4126. Bard Kits. Talking Book Services is excited to announce new Braille and audio reading download, BARD, resources available to patrons. BARD allows patrons to download books using a computer or iOS/Android device. Downloading your own books puts you in control of what books you receive, and there is no waiting for the mail carrier. The library has created a number of new instructional materials to help patrons navigate and use the Braille and audio reading download website and iOS app. We've created a new BARD user guide that can be accessed on our website or requested in large print or Braille. There are also two instructional videos available on our website that demonstrate how to download books on BARD using a computer or iOS device. The website is http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/bard/. In addition to the new instructional resources, the library also has created a limited number of BARD starter kits available to patrons who wish to sign up for BARD. The BARD kits contain a blank digital cartridge, a USB cord, and a copy of the BARD user guide. Patrons can download their books to the blank cartridge and play it on their digital player. The starter kits are limited in number and restricted to patrons who meet the following criteria: http colon slash slash mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/bard/. Have internet access, free access at your local library if you don't have access at home. Have an email address, free through www.gmail.com or www.yahoo.com. Not be a current Bard member. To request a Bard Starter Kit or a Bard User Guide, please contact Erica McCaleb at emccaleb@mlc.lib.ms.us. 1-800-446-0892 or 601-432-1451. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Staff Book Recommendations. Recommended by Erica. Defending Jacob by William Landay, DB 74312. Suspense Fiction. Andy Barber has a good life. He is a successful and well-respected assistant district attorney. He has a loving wife and a bright 14-year-old son, Jacob. When one of Jacob's classmates is found murdered, Andy Barber's idyllic life is turned upside down. When Jacob is charged with the murder of his classmate, Andy must face the painful lies and truths about his son and his own past. Defending Jacob is a grim and thought-provoking look at the hidden lives and secrets that families carry and the bonds of loyalty between father and son. Part legal thriller and part family drama, Defending Jacob pulls you into the lives of his characters and doesn't let you go. The ending was not one that I expected and one that stayed with me long after I finished reading. I recommend Defending Jacob for anyone that enjoys legal thrillers in the vein of John Grisham or suspenseful family dramas. Strong language and some violence. Recommended by Shelley. The Other Typist by Suzanne Rendell, DB 76798. Suspense fiction, historical fiction. Set in 1924, this is the story of Rose, a typist at a Manhattan police precinct, and her friendship with the new typist, Odalie. Rose and Odalie's friendship goes into a downward spiral of crime and corruption. If you love an unreliable narrator with a historical slant, this is a must-read. Some Violence, 2013. Holiday and Post Office Closings. Note, sometimes even when the library is open, the Postal Service may not be. Please plan ahead and request books a week before any holiday to ensure having enough to read. November 11th, Library Closed, Veterans Day. November 26th and 27th, Library, Thanksgiving Day and Day After. December 24th and 25th, Library Closed, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The Talking Book Services of Mississippi Library Commission does not endorse or recommend any commercial products, processes, or services. Therefore, mention of commercial products, processes, or services in this newsletter cannot be construed as an endorsement or recommendation. End of the Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission, Talking Book Services, Fall 2015, Volume 41, Number 3. Read by Michael J. Gandy in the studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, November 2015. Sound editing by Melvin Smitherman. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.